Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this is a public service announcement, man. If you need graphics, music production, CD duplication, a recording studio, custom clothing, or DJ services, man, Target Squad got you. Squad up. Man, holla at Target Squad at www.myspace.com/Target Squad or call them at 202-437-0536. 202-437-0536, man. Anything you need to promote yourself and your business, man, Target Squad got you. And tell them Lushy Lush sent you, man. You just officially got stamped, man.
Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, back again, doing a thing. This is how we do all day, every day, man. Today is the Lush Lounge, and you know, we keep it grown and sexy. It's open mic night, you know what I'm saying? So come through, express your word through spoken word, or as my girl Venom says in ATL, courtesy of DJ Aries, man, smoking word. Come through and express yourself at the Lush Lounge. Call in at 347-826-7722, 347-826-7722, man. Today is a special day. Today is a day that we would never forget in our hearts. And I don't know how your expression was, but I had just came back from going through military training, and I looked at the TV, and I seen two planes crashing. And I seen a plane hit the Twin Towers, and I was like, wow, I'm going to war, man. I was scared. I was hurt. I was angry because I had a cousin that was actually around that area, and I was scared that he was in there, but luckily he wasn't. But it's a scary thing, man, you know what I mean? You know, today is September 11th, a day in history where people lost their family, brothers and sisters, mothers and daughters, lost a lot of people today. And maybe it could have been prevented. Maybe it couldn't have. Maybe the government had something to do with it. Maybe they did. But we all know that plenty of people lost their lives, man. Plenty of people lost their lives. And all I want to do is rest in peace to all the people that lost their life in New York, in the D.C. area at the Pentagon. And, you know, to the families, my condolences. And it's just messed up, you know, how things and tragedies like this can happen. But I want to give a moment of silence, you know, to the fallen soldiers, to the fallen individuals and innocents that died on this day, September 11th. So as we move on, just take time to reflect and think back at, you know, on September 11th, and if we got any callers calling in to do some poetry and you feel like spitting something off the top of your dome in regards to September 11th, feel free to come through. It's 347-826-7722. Lush Radio Online. We don't stop. We can't stop. We won't stop. You know what I'm saying? This is how we do. It's the Poetry Lounge today, and we dropping that knowledge. You know what I'm saying? We're going into some music real quick. Holla at me. Open mic, baby.
I gotta see how that thing sound, but I got it. I'ma come right in with a dip set.
Did you need to confront your man? I let the nigga go bunch of bad. Bunch of dip set. Swerve fingers, big bunch of bad. Bunch of bird gang. Bird gang. Ow. Did you need to confront your man? I let the nigga go bunch of bad. Bunch of dip set. Swerve fingers. Nigga, I leave you bleeding on your door slot. Max B, I'm like Devin Jeter on the show stop. I put the heat into your soul spot. Wave the Nina and make your Adidas do the show stop.
You don't want it with me, B. Dicky under the snow, food heating the mean beans. Bend your main bitches over, give them the weed wing. Big gun up close in your face, 3D. I put the thing in your head, let it bang in your ear. Fiddle man through haze, sling in the air. Blow the spit right like the finger in your beard. Last week hit king in the rear. Jim came through, he gave me the chain and couple of gaps in my ear. Down the bird swinging off the thermal. Trey Pam Chuck, bitch, I don't give a fuck, bitch.
Did you need to go punch your back? I let the need to go punch your back. Bunch of dips, bird fevers, big lunch and big lunch and bird gang. Bird gang.
Ow.
Did you need to go punch your back? Punch your back. I let the need to go punch your back. Bunch of dips, bird fevers, big lunch and big lunch and bird gang.
Shit, I treat this game like it's 88. Naughty sweats, no socks. Hop out the range with the paper plate. Hop on the plane with the bathing ape. Hop off the plane and see the Haitian face. So bail, nigga. We gangsta rapping, getting dope from the balance. I'm talking G4s, long hay smoke on the pallet. I charted that flight, cause it was looking kind of rainy. And I'm known to bring the goons out like that nigga John Cheney. Go catch me up on the hill, in the whip doing 80. So the police pull me over, and the whip's a little hazy. What you know about that cash? Get you thrown up in the trash. I put a gun up in your mouth and have you blow it out your ass. Blood up in my mouth, blowing out the grass. Show you how to stunt, pockets loaded with the cash. Show you how to dump, set me loaded, ready to blast. I roll up in you jumps, I got this whole shit in a smash.
Did you need to go punch your back? I let the need to go punch your back. Punch your dips, bird fevers, big lunch and big lunch and bird gang. Bird gang.
Ow.
Did you need to go punch your back? I let the need to go punch your back. Punch your dips.
Yeah, now when I'm cruising through Harlem, I get my bumpy tongue on. Got a dummy dump, broad with a thumpy dump. Cause I get all that conic straight from them hunky tongue. Guys, you junior motherfuckers, I'm Donkey Kong. Jake up and he got me chunky on. Now I'm on my way to go school for Donkey Kong. God, I brought the fan out. And I ain't talking Puffy Sean Combs. Some drums turning the guns going bump, bump, bump. Now your mind out your body. You wonder I got the nine in the party. I was high and it probably was doggy. I put the climb in the cozy. You need a pie? Holla, I might be guide you to poppy. It's the guy, call me cardio. Been past no bus if answer. We ain't with the village fags. Nah, we all in excess. You mad? Go get your dad. You fag? You fit for dragging that Nina. Bump you if it's a need. I confront you. Fuck.
Did you need to confront your black? I let the nigga go bunch of bad, bunch of dips, bird fevers, big lunch and bad lunch and bird gang, bird gang.
Ow.
Did you need to go bunch of bad? I let the nigga go bunch of bad, bunch of dips, bird fevers, big lunch and bad lunch and bird gang, bird gang.
Ow.
Did you need to go bunch of bad? I let the nigga go bunch of bad, bunch of dips, bird fevers.
Yo, you know what I'm saying? That's that Jim Joyce, Jim Jones jump off right there, you know what I'm saying? But you know, like I said, we got to sit back and reflect on September 11th, man. So if you're a poet and you want to call in and do a little jump off on September 11th, you know, call in at 347-826-7722. It's all about that poetry, all about that spoken word, all about that smoking word. Come through and drop some of that knowledge, man. Make my ear dance. So, you know what I mean? Shout out to my girl, Venom and ATL, the Royal Highness. About to drop one of her joints called Queensbridge. So check this one out, man. Holla at me. Yeah.
poet sets the game up, rapper step down, introducing the new queen, repping the crown from the east of the west, hell's Midwest best. I say more for show, I try pay less. Me tell you no story, detail you no lie. Authentic representing most deaths in your wine. Freeze, bow to your knees, 360 degrees, living proof in the booth, bodyguards you believe. Yep, I be the baddest who's ever had this with gift with the twist of the cinema stick. Down in the swamps of the bottomless pit, I be the mwah, death of a kick. I bridge the gap from poetry to rap. Miss Casey Mizzoui, don't quest the map. Define line, define smoking words in my rhyme. So load of my flow, I'm sick on these dimes. Read up, G'd up like 10 more times. My block, red dot, six cents, third eye. Exercise, practice, make perfect do. I burn my guns to bust back at you. Me, myself, is just a two. And I can single X you out your crew. My space contains the sweetest treat. Make veggies, reggae, main course be meat. Bitch, struggle to the street on Midwest beats. Yo, my shit's deep, bro, my shit's deep. Got the hunger to feed yo, strong appetite. This hit be big, be where I fight. One woman, one word, one way, one mic. My style's profound, come sign my eyes. Or just put the chrome to the dome and blow your brains out. Midwest be the best of out of the south. You can say what you want to think what you doubt. Every word be superb from out of my mouth. Straight comp with you niggas trying to earn big. I'm Queen Bridge, the one you can do.
That was from your girl, Queen B, Queen Bridges, freaking Venom, the deadliest, man, ATL's finest, courtesy of DJ Aries, man, woman stands alone, you know, shout out to my girl, the ATL, but you know, this is how we do all day, every day on Lush Radio, we drop it down, keeping nothing but the hottest, you know, today's open mic, we doing the open mic thing, man. Talking about that September the 11th jump off, doing it big. We got a caller. We're going to the caller on the phone right now. 954, where you at?
Peace, peace. What's going on? It's Haiti Blues.
It's who?
Haiti Blues, Haiti Blues.
What's up, Shady Blues? How you doing today, Shady Blues?
No, not Shady. Haiti. Haiti. Like the country Haiti? Haiti Blues.
Oh, sac passe.
Ma boule, ma boule.
That's what I'm talking about. So what's good with you, homie?
Oh, I just saw your show on Blog Talk. I was about to go hit up another open mic going on, but I saw yours. So I wanted to stop by and drop a little something.
Okay. You representing from Haiti. Where you from, babe?
I'm in the States, but, you know, my people's my fans. So, you know, big up to all the Haitians going through it right now. Down there with all the storm, all those storms that's passed by. It's about a million people lost there. They are displaced, over 1,000 dead. It's a real crisis going on over there right now. So,
that's crazy.
Pray
all we
gotta
do is pray, man. All we gotta do is pray, man.
You know?
So, you got, because today's September 11th, you know what I'm saying? I was doing a moment of silence, and cats know, you know. Yeah, I remember this day. You know, a lot of people lost their lives. You got a poem right now?
Oh, September 11th joint?
Yeah, you got. I mean, but if you don't got a September 11th joint, you got something to drop us some knowledge, drop down something for us. Go ahead, I'm open. Let's hear that.
Yeah, I got something, but you know, yeah. But, big up to all the people September 11th too. You know, that return to the essence from 2001. You know what I'm saying? It's just a tragedy. I hope the people wake up. So I hope they wake up. Alright, I'll drop a piece. Alright, I do poetic stories as well, so this is going to be a piece of a poetic story. It's called Chronic Denial and the Very Sad State of Black African People. Whoever controls the mind of your children controls the destiny of your race, the Maroon Nation. Clap it up. Clap it up. Walking, talking dead, do we think we're living? Black zombies, we just copycat, following the system. Black zombies, walking, talking dead, do we think we're living? Black zombies, we just copycat, following the system. Black zombies, hey yo, we trapped in our own brain, behind bars, and our paws. Rest in peace, Brother Hill. As I reminisce on that Nas. As our black African people are being described as the living dead, ish like that runs my eyes red, and that bounty killer chant goes off in my head. People are dead! Dead! That's what I said. So my pen gets vexing expressions. Manifest instead. But guess what? Now, I see dead black people too. I do. I really do. And unfortunately, some of them are my friends and family. Unfortunately, some of them look just like you. Like me? Nigga, please, nigga. You don't know me. Well, I used to be blinded like some of you. Spoon fetter, specially prepared reality, more like malnutrition. Eurocentric influenced opinions and post-slave mentality conditions are seen as a black normality. While black children are being labeled with deficiency-ridden syndromes. Ask the state of Florida why they need third-grade SCAT scores to predetermine how many future prisons they are building. And guess who's children are statistically a shoo-in. And no, it's not accidental, but very perverse. Like how using the earth to heal yourself really works. But now, most of us choose to abuse instead of a toxic chemical injections first. Overly expensive medicines and professional opinions make our wallets thirst. We are what we eat, and nutritionally, our biological systems are getting worse with all of this new technology. How come more people are sick and obese than ever before? Why is holistic healing deemed as an alternative medicine and made illegal by political bureaucracy? Damn, being cursed. Knowledge of self and health as wealth can be obtained if you're willing to break the chains and make personal change for rebirth. Black African brethren and sisters are openly degrading and berating themselves like it's tradition. Personal identity crisis issues and God complexes have a lot of us driven. Like not knowing about our African roots will have confusion voluntarily living. Like not knowing about our Moorish African roots will have confusion voluntarily living. And that's a given. Why do you think we're being classified and categorized? It's a symbol process and it's called division. But most of us ain't listening because earwax builds up in that hopeless mindset of ignorance. Have a lot of us on those bullish theoretical premonitions thinking that my black is not your black based on nationality, skin color, or religion. The fact is that our brains have been kidnapped, mismatched, hacked, and hijacked, clouded and clouded with our oppressors. Sadistic visions, materialistic objects, vanity, and visuals of hot sex fantasies have us wasting time on lust-filled, paper-chasing missions. Distractions turn any form of positive action into lackadaisical submissions, better known as cheating. So maybe that could explain why they want African history to be a mystery and why the color in the words black have been marred in the villainous vein, treated like it's some foreign exchange, when in actuality, it is our ancient ancestors' blueprints that they have been secretly replaying, because if we knew our true history, maybe we would change and things wouldn't be the same. And whoops, there goes that slave money thing, too worried about what people think, because they may call you strange. Wake up, you might be Africans. It's time to change the game. Beautiful African people, stop being sheeple. Let's stand up. Mm-hmm.
That was different. That was like real right there. They, you dropped a lot of knowledge in that whole, yeah, right there, man.
Yeah, that's how I go down, yo.
Yeah, son, that was serious right there, son. For real. Hey, that's what I'm talking about, man. Y'all need to come here and drop this knowledge. You can call in at 347-826-7722. So, I mean, where can they listen to some of your pieces at, man?
You can go and check me out at www.myspace.com/HAITIBLUEZFOOD. That's Haiti Blues Food. I don't have any works out as of the moment. If you go on my page, there are a couple of shows I've done prior. I do all type of spoken word. I do poetic stories as well. I'm working on 2 books and 2 CDs that'll be coming out in the latter part of the year. So, and I do have an interview. I was interviewed on the show, Poetic Soul, www.blogtalkradio.com/POETHICSOUL, Poetic Soul, and the show I was on is called Warrior Tales. So, you can check me out and blaze a couple pieces and get an interview too. So,
what I'm talking about. You can you drop your MySpace page in the chat room for me, please?
I get it to you.
That'll be copacetic, man. Cause I'm really feeling your whole story and your movement. That's serious right there.
Yeah, there's a whole lot more, yo. You know, just a lot more. Just, you know what I'm saying. If you get a chance when you're done with this show, you know, it's if you go to Reflections, they're doing like some open mics. You know what I'm saying? Since you're a poetess yourself, you know what I'm saying? Come through and blaze a couple joints. You know, if you got the time, you know.
Yeah, I'm actually about to do a piece real quick. This one right here is off the top of my dome right now. I'm doing off the top of my dome.
I want to come and listen. Go ahead. I'll drop another one. I mean, I'll drop another one if you want. Right after that, go ahead.
It's all good. We're going to do a joint off the top of our dome off the September 11th piece, man.
All right.
Planes crashing, people crying, tears in my eyes. I feel the whole world is flashing before me. My whole life is flashing before me. I feel like I can't breathe. Smoke around me, bombs blasting, plane crashing, and I can't explain to my family what is going on. Last call from my cell phone, falling from high, my last goodbye, worrying will my kids cry, will I ever see their face again as I fall and I plummet to my death. I wonder and I cry and I hold the people next to me and look them in the eye. We're going to be all right, but yet I worry and I worry and I worry. But yet they tell our president things are happening at this moment in time, but then he sits there and crosses his eye and ignores the movement, ignores the things that happen in this motion at this time. While I plummet to my death and I cry, will I ever see the sigh of my child's face? I was a mother, I was a father, I was a sister, I was a friend, I was a pastor, I was a soldier, I was here. September 11th, I lost my life, and yet I cried, and yet I worried, But yet and still, I'm still buried under Ground Zero and I died on September 11th, man. Original joint by Lushy Lush live in the building, man.
Episode, yeah, that's what's up. I'm not much of a freestyle, but, you know, I'll follow up on you. Here on September 11th, 2008, with Lushy Lush Live, as we sit here and reminisce, so many people still asking why. Why so many people had to die for no reason at all. They're saying that planes crashed into a building, but in one day, three buildings fell 10 seconds flat, free fall. And people just think that's just the way it is. But no one wants to do the research and handle their biz. People just want to follow what the television says. Open up your eyes, America, because it's not what you get. It's time for the people to open up and invest, and more than just being selfish and more than just being all about self, it's time for everyone to open up their eyes and get a better sense of health, because we're all sick inside, suffering from so many lies, institutionalized racism. Hug some people as they cry. We have to do better for the children because they're the future. They need more. We have to give them all of that attention, that nurturing, so they can soar. We have to show them and be the example so they can explore. So when they have seeds and they seed to have seeds, they'll want to be more, not want to be less. It's time for everyone to open up more, open up your eyes. And to all of those families that had to sit there and cry, everything's going to be all right. Everything happens for a reason. And the God in you and the God in all of us is asking for all of us to unite and be one.
What I'm talking about right there. Freestyle off the top of the dome right there, man. You know what I'm saying? You know how Lushy Lush say, support the independent movement, independent entrepreneurs, you know, doing their thing, independent poets, independent artists, independent business owners. We doing it live on Lushy Lush, Lush the Lush Lounge, you know what I'm saying? Poetic spoken word, or, you know, as Venom say, smoking word. You know what I'm saying? Call in at 347-826-7722. This is how we do all day, every day. Dropping that poetry, dropping that knowledge, man. This piece right here is called Black Is You, man. Black is you, black is me, black is all I can be. Black is in my curves, black is in the way that I walk, black is in my hair. That I stare in your eyes and realize that you deny the true thing that you are. You are black. I'm black and I'm proud, and I say it loud, like James Brown said it when he was on the stage doing his thing. Because you know what I'm saying? I'm never going to change from black, from dark, from lighter. Don't matter what flavor, like they say, the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice, and I'm so sweet, so are you. I love my blackness. I stand with my head erected every single day when I walk and I sway, and I have that jazz in my pants when I walk and I command the audience. I am black. That is what I am. You're not going to change that today or tomorrow. I was born with it. It engulfed me, it wrapped me up in its warm blankness of what I am, the unity of black power. Black I am. Black is you, black is me, black is all I can be. I will never change because I love the beauty of being this black queen, and I would like to have my King standing next to me, beside me, not in front of me, not in back of me, because we need to stand united, man, because we separated ourselves for so long. Because we are scared to be who we are. We are business owners. We had a Black Wall Street. Do you understand, man? We had going on that people could not take from us, educators. We had people that designed states and buildings, people that invented street lights. We had people that did a lot of things that changed the nation, but yet when they really try to talk about it, they're filled with frustration. And then we go into the library and realize that only a small section of African-American books are on the corner. And yes, I get so happy just to touch them, to feel them, to read them, to invoke in this knowledge of me and my essence of being Black. But why do you cry and say that we don't support each other? Why do you cry and you say that we don't do for each other? And why do you say that we deny ourselves from going because we do it to ourselves? But if you don't realize and stand back and analyze the problem and the situation, because of our own ignorance, we allow them to suppress us, control us, manipulate us. But if we drew our money into our own businesses and structured our own way of life, we would be better with one another, loving and cherishing one another. Like Tupac said, sometimes our children will wake up to hate the ladies that make the babies, man. And us as Black people need to love the ladies that make the babies. Our Black women starting strong. What happened to the Black father in the Black family? We need that structure. But yet we're separated. And yet we ask why our children grow up to disrespect us or disrespect that old woman that used to ask John to bring the groceries up the stairs. Don't fear no more, because I'm here. Because I'm Black. And I'm proud. Black is you, Black is me, Black is all I can be. I love the sexiness of Black. I love the mysteriousness of Black. I love the way that Black tastes. Black is me, Black is all I can be. I won't change it in my hip-hop ways. I won't change it in my drum beat, in my African roots. I will not change who I am. Because I am what I am, Sam, I am. Because I am Black woman. I am a Black mother. I am a Black educator. I am a Black motivator. I am a Black activist. I am what I am. Black is you, Black is me, Black is all I can be. And that's my final word, you hear me?
All right. That's what's up. Lushy.
It's in the building, baby, because you already know.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? You got to drop another piece for me, homie.
All right. This is another piece of a poetic story. Stressed out people living stressed out lives. Stressed out minds promoting stressed out lives. All for that capitalistic pie. All mocked dollar. Psychotic scholars configure blueprints for money-making marketing schemes. Coercing people to buy things they don't necessarily need. Helping to achieve someone else's dreams, and so it seems, in between the scenes, money bred for survival becomes supreme, placing the basic values of life to the rear. Money can make the strongest willed individuals feel fear, inferior, or inferior. Someone done changed the game and made money superior. It's like an interior. decorating job by the undercut lynch mobs. Even so-called precious gems were made to have mass appeal. But no one cares about the lives that are lost or robbed in the field, steadily making them richer while buying into that bullish propaganda spiel. Diamonds are forever, forever, forever. Really? By whose measure? Yet we openly support another demeaning sport where African children's limbs are being severed. Brainwashing techniques have psychology tempered. Unspoken souls choking in the folds of dollars, checks, and balances. CDs, IRAs, and investments. False promises and fake smiles are used to keep us managed. Various forms of media there to keep us superficially bound. Artificial insemination of misinformation and miseducation, psychologically watered down. Watch as countless people are left to drown, while lifeguards take exclusive paid vacations or get assassinated just by coincidence. Just like how reading and speaking the English language can mentally psych you out. And if you're not careful, you'll be forever living your life in doubt, orally hurting and killing your children from the mouths. Mental and verbal abuse have been murdering aspirations before they've even began to sprout. Learn how to speak positively and call out positive affirmations and see how the realness of the universe and self-emancipation springs about. Be African, be proud. Here are a few examples of how they have us thinking right now. I'll try. I will. I should have. I did. I think I can. I know I can. Isn't it ironic? Yeah. Our time becomes relevant like the speed of sound. Supersonic words unleashing revolutionary ideologies and terms. Breaking the sound barrier. Going through one ear and out the other. Because the majority of us are not listening. Niggas too hooked to being at show and tell. Not realizing that we're the ones being served. Our own selves without the tip. While hooked on electronics and bling bling brain schemes. Got brothers and sisters too stuck on what's glistening. That's why they call marketing and advertising sales, because they specialize in indoctrination and conditioning. Here, brainwashing is focused on in detail what you see, hear, read, think, and smell, as the industry's personalities gladly exploit and advertise blacks for free. The lyrics, media, and entertainment. We even getting pimped on speaking slang, y'all. Rather yet, ebonics, and that's not even their language. Human intuition and desire will outlive the mental anguish if you let it. Don't just be like shooting stars, gazing like snitches ready to spray ish. Our beautiful black African people have been trailblazing. Why do you think we have such depth and we're so fraught and amazing? They manipulated history to keep us in check, for we are the original pages. We are naturally born and in step with the universe. Know about the power of our melanin and skin pigmentation. Why do you think that all is unbathing? And why the conquest sanctioned invasions of our rich black African nations? At Berlin Conference of 1884 to divide up Africa and many other nations. So, got one question to ask you before I leave. Everybody got one question to ask you before I leave. How can we black Africans be racist if we didn't invent the ideology or the English language? How can we black Africans be racist if we didn't invent the ideology or the English language?
You already know. That's how we do, man. On the Lush Lounge, smoking word. That's how we do day, every day, every Thursday.
I gotta go.
All right. It was good, man. All right. All right. Mikasa Sukasa. That's what I'm talking about. That was Haitian Blues right there, doing his thing on the freestyle, spoken word, laying it down on Lush Radio, man. It was an open mic today. I did a dedication piece to September 11th in regards to the ones that have passed. You know, any last call-ins or anything like that, call in at 347-826-7722. This is how I do on the Lush Lounge. You won't stop. I can't stop. And I love y'all all day, every day. Support the independent movement. It only takes a little bit to do the right thing. So if you're doing dirty and you ain't doing the right thing, it only takes a little bit. Change your life, man. Change your life. Give back. Get motivated. Get innovative. Get activated. Support Heat Magazine. Heat Magazine will be doing a tour to all cities, doing motivational speeches, selling the magazines. Going to jails, going to trying to do motivational speaking for the jails, motivational speaking for the juveniles, just troubled children, the foster care. They'll be going worldwide to support Heat Magazine, you know what I'm saying? You know, they're on my top friends list on my MySpace page. It's www.myspace.com/LushRadioOnline. Or, you know, always hit me up at www.blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. Or hit me up on my new blog at http://LushRadioOnline .blogspot.com. Check me out on there. You know what I mean? Hit me up. Answer to my blogs. Answer my polls. Check me out. Check out the new videos I got on my Blogspot page and everything like that. Do what you do. Spread love and happiness, man. Don't change. Love yourself. You got to love yourself before you can love anybody, man. And try to get some knowledge in your life, man. Get some knowledge about anything you feel like you don't know in life. Get some knowledge on it, man. Stop being ignorant and get some knowledge on it. And love yourself before you can love anybody. I got mad love for you. My DMV stand up. Shout out to Squares Fashion. Shout out to Target Squad. Shout out to my producer, Norman Lee Rockwell. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be doing an event soon for all these artists that's hungry, that's really trying to get out here and do their thing, get their music heard. We'll be doing that soon, so y'all can stay tuned for that one. You know, shout out to Venom and ATL. Shout out to all my peeps that support the movement. You know, I love all y'all. I got mad love for all y'all. You know what I'm saying? Drop through. Don't forget to add me as a friend. Once you create your profile on here, add me as a friend. Put me on as your favorite. And come through, man. I got mad love for y'all. News, Kanye West got locked up, you know, got mad at the paparazzi, you know, kind of beat him up a little bit, so he got locked up, and I think one of his entourage too, you know what I'm saying, that's that little hip-hop news throwing that out there. Check out the show tomorrow at 10 o'clock, the clowning session. You know how I go down all day, every day, the clowning session. We dropping it, making it hot, because that's how we do. Clowning session, pop, lock it, drop it. That's how we do all day, every day. Lush Radio. I'm going to drop one last piece for y'all, man. Modern day slave. Did you ever think to yourself, or look at your child, or look at your paycheck, or look at where you was living and say, man, what am I working for? Why am I living? Man, I got to think to myself, what am I thinking? How am I living? But yet, God is still giving me breath to breathe so I can live for my family. Modern day slave am I. Because what? This propaganda and these capitalists and these politicians and this federal government run my livelihood. They control what currency I use, they control what I eat, they control how much I make, they control the school my child goes to, they control everything. We may not think that we are slaves because they put me on this high pedestal or they put me in this position that I'm making some money, but they still look at you the same way, a common household slave. Still slave, house slave, man. It's too many Uncle Toms, man. Trying to hear, trying to live the game, trying to play the game, trying to talk the talk and walk the walk and be something that they really ain't. Modern day slaves, man. The Federal Reserve was something created to enslave us, change us, and strip us of everything that we have that we so-called call rights, which we have none. Consumed into the media, controlling our everyday life, watching our everyday moves, tapping our phones, telling us we can't eat this, telling us we can't eat that. Man, I'm confused. Are you? Do you sit there and ask yourself why try? 'Cause every day, I'm a modern-day slave. Yeah, man, that was Lushy Lush. That was my last joint, man. I got mad love for y'all, man. Always come through each and every Thursday at 8 o'clock on the Lush Lounge because we do it like that all day, every day. So keep tuned. Keep it locked to Mars, the clowning session. And I got mad love for y'all. So holler at me and keep it funky. This is one right here, UK joint. With One Republic, holla at me, 'cause you already know.
Back up, and when your world comes down, that's when you find me.